Welcome to episode 34 of the Writing Pool podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Clark. Before we begin, I just want to remind you that the Group Coaching Accelerator program is starting on Saturday, February 4th. We'll be meeting online 2 to 3 times a month, 8 sessions total, and you'll be able to generate pages, receive feedback, receive coaching, and be with like-minded people as you journey to the end of your writing project. It'll be a small group because it's my pilot program, so you will receive a lot of attention if that is something you are looking for. So if you're interested, just get in touch with me through my website. I hope to see you in the accelerator in February. Recently, I was asked what my favorite and most memorable writing project that I worked on was, and I thought it was a really interesting question because I don't really have favorites. I meet each project and each writer where they are in the process, and I really enjoy helping usher things along. I love helping writers either start or finish their writing projects. But when I thought about it, I realized there is one that stood out, and today I want to talk about it. I worked as an editor on this project, but I didn't work with the author because she had died. Instead, I worked with the manuscript and the author's best friend, Nikki. You might know Nikki. Her last name is Boyer, and she has a podcast called Dying for Sex, which was a huge hit in the podcast world. It won many awards, and it was just plain excellent. The podcast is about her best friend Molly, who is diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and instead of moping around and feeling sorry for herself, she essentially went on a sex bender. She'd been married for a long time and was recently divorced, and she'd have these crazy, lurid, sexy, funny experiences and tell them to her best friend Nikki. And Nikki had the brilliant idea to create a podcast around this. She was able to secure a studio and get them both behind a mic and hear the stories. But as the podcast progresses, Molly's health declines. And this is a podcast not only about these crazy stories, but about female friendships, about life, and about death. And it is really poignant and really touching and also really, really funny. In the podcast, they alluded a few times to a memoir that Molly was writing. So when the series ended, I actually reached out to Nikki. Now, I knew Nikki through another friend and mostly through karaoke. I think it's safe to say that we were on the karaoke circuit, if there really is one. We did tons of karaoke for years. She would show up. Nikki's the kind of person who lights up a room. She's got a very sparkling personality. She has an amazing voice. She's tons of fun. Everybody gravitates toward her. And so that's how we knew each other. But when I reached out and asked if I could read the memoir, she was so touched and said, absolutely. And so she emailed it to me. And when I say I devoured the memoir, I think I probably read it within an hour or two. It was so moving to have just finished the podcast and then read Molly's actual words. I found the memoir absolutely raw and beautiful. And when I finished, I reached out again to Nikki and told her that. And she was really happy to hear it because she told me that a bunch of publishers had reached out to her and she had reached out to other publishers and all of them wanted to do stuff with the manuscript because it was very short, technically speaking, and they thought it needed padding. They wanted Nikki to add some of her story to it and maybe alternate between Molly and Nikki's story. But Nikki didn't feel so comfortable with that. She felt Molly deserved to have her own book, her own words, as they were, raw, written from the hospital bed, and everything in her own words. I completely agreed. I thought if you listen to the podcast, you definitely want more of Molly, and reading her words would be very satisfying to the whole experience. Nikki knew that I was a writer and that I did editing, and she asked if I would like to collaborate with her on making Molly's words the best that they could possibly be. And of course, I said yes. And so this was one of the most memorable, moving, poignant writing assignments I'd ever had, mostly because the author was no longer living, and we were working solely with words, with her words. And the story was very sensitive, dealing with sensitive subjects. It wasn't about her cancer and her sexcapades, for lack of a better word. It was about her childhood, things that had happened in her childhood, all the things leading up to the podcast. So Nikki and I worked together with Molly's manuscript. We didn't do that much. It was pretty much all there. We tightened sentences. We did some structural changes. I think the second chapter ended up becoming the first chapter. We moved things around at the end, but we really stuck with the integrity of the project, just making it the best that it could be. This book was essentially written on her deathbed, so there was an intimacy, a pure preciousness of dealing with Molly's words, and it's an experience I'll never forget. Nikki ended up self-publishing, and the book is called Screw Cancer, Becoming Whole by Molly Cochan. Cochan is how you spell her last name. And you can get it on Amazon. I'm so happy every time I go to her Amazon page and check the reviews. People love this book, and the whole experience of listening to the podcast and then being able to buy the book and read the book is a really wonderful experience. So this is the story of the most memorable experience I had as an editor, as someone who helps people articulate their ideas. It was an experience I will never forget. I highly recommend that you listen to the podcast Dying for Sex wherever you get your podcasts, and then do yourselves a favor and order the book. It's a wonderful read. It's a wonderful listen. That's it for today's episode. We will get into more writing exercises next week. I've been lax on those, and I apologize. Talk to you next week.